Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Masechah Sota, Daf Chaf Dal, the beginning of the fourth Perek Arusa. The Zichud Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah continues to discuss the eligibility of cases for the Sota waters. Muberes Chavero Umenikas Chavero, the pregnant former wife of his ex-friend and the nursing former wife of his friend, do not drink according to Rabbi Meir because there's a rabbinic prohibition to marry either, lest she become pregnant while she's nursing the child, and she's not fit to be married to this husband. The Chachamim disagree. Yachu ha'afrish lachzir lachazman. He can separate from her and take her back after the prescribed period of time, so she is fit to be married to this man. Ilanis is a kena she'ena rui leilei. An Ilanis, one who does not physically mature, an old woman, and a woman who cannot give birth, do not drink according to the Tanna Kamma, because the husband must marry someone who can bear children if he has not yet fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yalku lisa isha akher salifos lirbos hemeno. He can marry another woman in addition and be fruitful and multiply from her, so he may also remain married to this woman. Point number two, the Gemara notes that our Mishnah, which teaches that both an Arusa and a Shomer's Yavam are not given to drink, reflects the view of Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yoshia says the words tachas ishech, under your husband, means prat l'arusa, to exclude an Arusa who's not fully under a husband's jurisdiction. Because one may have thought to exclude even a Shomer's Yavam, therefore the Torah said ish, any man, to include it. Rabbi Yonason says tachas ishech, prat l'shomer's Yavam, from under your husband excludes a Shomer's Yavam. Otsi Shomer's Yavam v'lo otsi Arusa. Perhaps I should exclude a Shomer's Yavam, but not exclude an Arusa. Therefore, the Torah writes another exclusion. Asher tiste isha tachas isha, when a woman will stray from under her husband, prat l'arusa, to exclude an Arusa as well. The Gemara notes that besides for the practical machlokas about Shomer's Yavam, they also argue which case should be excluded first. Rabbi Yonason first excludes Shomer's Yavam, because regarding Arusa, the Kedusha today v'sokin l'yado. It's the Arusa's own act of Kedusha that established the bond, as opposed to the Yavam's brother, and they stoned for adultery because of him. Rabbi Yoshia first excludes Arusa because a Shomer's Yavam can be acquired with any relations, even not for the purpose of marriage. And point number three, the Gemara asks why Pasuk is needed to exclude an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam from the law of Sota. But there's a principle taught by Braisa, Mibaladai Ishech, other than your husband, which teaches Mishikadma Shechivas Baal Leboel, only when the husband's relations with her preceded the adulterer's. Lo Shikadma Shechivas Boel Leboel, and not when the adulterer's relations preceded the husband's. An Arusa has not yet had relations with her husband, so how could she possibly be a valid Sota? Rabbi Bar Chama answers, Kokon Shabale Arus Bebeis Aviyah. In a case where the Arus had relations with her at her father's home, which do not affect Nisuan. The Gemara persists that in the parallel case of Shomer's Yavam, if she had relations with the Yavam while at her father's home, she would be a full-fledged wife and a valid Sota, because Rav said about a Yavam who had relations not from the intent of Yibum, Kana L'kol, he acquired her for all matters. The Gemara answers that it follows the opinion of Shmuel, who said about this case, well, Kana El Devar Mahamurim Baparsha, he only acquired her for the matters written in the section about Yibum, and she is not a full-fledged wife. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah continues to discuss the eligibility of cases for the Sota waters. Muberes Chavero Umenikas Chavero, the pregnant former wife of his ex-friend and the nursing former wife of his friend, do not drink according to Rabbi Meir because there's a rabbinic prohibition to marry either, lest she become pregnant while she's nursing the child, and she's not fit to be married to this husband. The Chachamim disagree. Yachu ha'afrish lachzir lachazman. He can separate from her and take her back after the prescribed period of time, so she is fit to be married to this man. Ilanis is a kena she'ena rui leilei. An Ilanis, one who does not physically mature, an old woman, and a woman who cannot give birth, do not drink according to the Tanna Kamma, because the husband must marry someone who can bear children if he has not yet fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yalku lisa isha akher salifos lirbos hemeno. He can marry another woman in addition and be fruitful and multiply from her, so he may also remain married to this woman. Point number two, the Gemara notes that our Mishnah, which teaches that both an Arusa and a Shomer's Yavam are not given to drink, reflects the view of Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yoshia says the words tachas ishech, under your husband, means prat l'arusa, to exclude an Arusa who's not fully under a husband's jurisdiction. Because one may have thought to exclude even a Shomer's Yavam, therefore the Torah said ish, any man, to include it. Rabbi Yonason says tachas ishech, prat l'shomer's Yavam, from under your husband excludes a Shomer's Yavam. Otsi Shomer's Yavam v'lo otsi Arusa. Perhaps I should exclude a Shomer's Yavam, but not exclude an Arusa. Therefore, the Torah writes another exclusion. Asher tiste isha tachas isha, when a woman will stray from under her husband, prat l'arusa, to exclude an Arusa as well. The Gemara notes that besides for the practical machlokas about Shomer's Yavam, they also argue which case should be excluded first. Rav Yonason first excludes Shomer's Yavam because regarding Arusa, the Kedusha today was Hokening al Yado. It's the Arusa's own act of Kedusha that established the bond as opposed to the Yavam's brother, and they stoned for adultery because of him. Rav Yoshia first excludes Arus because a Shomer's Yavam can be acquired with any relations, even not for the purpose of marriage. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks why Pasuk is needed to exclude an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam from the law of Sota. But there's a principle taught by a Braisa, mi baladai ishech, other than your husband, which teaches, mishikadma shechivas baal leboel, only when the husband's relations with her preceded the adulterer's, lo shikadma shechivas boel leboel, and not when the adulterer's relations preceded the husband's. An Arusa has not yet had relations with her husband, so how could she possibly be a valid Sota? Rabbi Bar Chama answers, Kogon Shabbalah Arus Bebeis Aviyah, in a case where the Arus had relations with her at her father's home, which do not affect Nisuan. The Gemara persists that in the parallel case of Shomer's Yavam, if she had relations with the Yavam while at her father's home, she would be a full-fledged wife and a valid Sota, because Rav said about a Yavam who had relations not from the intent of Yibum, Kana L'Kol, he acquired her for all matters. The Gemara answers that it follows the opinion of Shmuel, who said about this case, well, Kana El Advar Mahamurim Baparsha, he only acquired her for the matters written in the section about Yibum, and she is not a full-fledged wife. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Dalet, and her standard Siman is a pitcher. A kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married Sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by Narus and Shomer's Yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from Sota first, got queasy when the Arusa was accused of having relations with the Arus in her father's house prior to becoming a Sota. Once again, it's a motion. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married Sota pitcher, that must be Rendav Chavdalad, kud. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married Sota pitcher, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokasim about if certain women are considered fit to be married regarding their eligibility to drink the Sota waters. Muberes Chavero, Manikas Chavero, the pregnant former wife of his friend and the nursing former wife of his friend. Ilanis, Zakena, Ushaina, Rui, Leilid. An Ilanis, an old woman, and a woman who cannot give birth. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married Sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by Narusa and Shomer's Yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from Sota first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas Rabbi Yosan and Rabbi Yoshia whether Shomer's Yavam drinks from the Mesota. The Gemara notes they also argue about which case of Pasuk is first excluding. Rabbi Yonason first excludes the Shomer's Yavam, because regarding an Arusa, it's the Arus's own act of Kedushin that established the bond, as opposed to the Yavam's brother, and they stoned for adultery because of him. Rabbi Yoshia first excludes an Arusa because a Shomer's Yavam can be acquired with any relations, even not for the purpose of marriage, whereas an Arusa must be acquired through Chuppah. So, the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married Sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from Sota first, got queasy when the Arusa was accused of having relations with her Arus in her father's house prior to becoming a Sota, which reminds us. The Gemara asks why a Pasuk is needed to exclude an Arus and Shomer's Yavam from the law of Sota, because there's a principle taught by a Braisa, the Pasuk states, mi baladai ishech, other than your husband, which teaches, mishikadma shechivas baal leboel. The Sota only applies when the husband's relations with her preceded the adulterer's, v'lo shikadma shechivas boel leboel, and not when the adulterer's relations preceded the husband's. An Arus has not yet had relations with her husband, so how could she possibly be a valid Sota? Rami Bar Chama answers, kakon shabbal Aleha Arus Bebeis Aviyah, in a case where the Arus had relations with her at her father's home, which do not affect Nisuan. So once again, the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married Sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from Sota first, got queasy when the Arusa was accused of having relations with the Arus in her father's house prior to becoming a Sota. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Dav Chaf, so the simmer Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. As the Sota relaxing at the post-drinking Mesota cafe, that must be more Dav Chaf. As the Sota relaxing at the post-drinking Mesota cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, which reminds us, the next mission describes the death of the guilty Sota. She does not finish drinking before her face turns pale, her eyes bulge, and she appears filled with veins from swelling. And they say, take her out, so she's not metame the azar. The Gemara will explain that the concern of Tuma is that she may become anita from fear. The Mishnah continues, if she has a schus, which is defined on the next daf, the schus dispenses the punishment for her. So, as the sotra relaxing in the post-drinking Meisota cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, the young sofer with two rebbes who realized what was happening ran out with his kankatom he used for writing Sivrei Torah, which reminds us about Rabbi Meir's putting kankatom into his ink and the sequence of warning first under Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Yishmael, and then back to Rabbi Akiva. So, as the sotra relaxing the post-drinking Meisota cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, the young sofer with two rebbes who realized what was happening ran out with his kankatom he used for writing Sifrei Torah, and with a small bottle of erasable ink he used to write the Parsha Sota, which reminds Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rabbi Meir, "Wakom matilin kankatom atoch dio." For all the Torah we may put kankatom into the ink, chutz me Parsha Sota b'vat, except for the Sota section, so it may be erased. Rabbi Yaakov quoted Rabbi Meir is only disallowing it in a scroll written for a Sota in the Mikdash. The Gemara explains that they dispute if the psukim of a Sefer Torah may be used for a Sota despite their not being written for that purpose. Daf Chafal. So the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car. Daf Chafal. So the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car because Bostonians pronounce car Ka, and we use a race car. So here goes. The mother driving the red race car, that must be learned off car, ka. The mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light, which reminds us the Gemara brings different pshatim in the pasuk, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, for a mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light. So the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which schusim suspends the punishment of a sota. Torah mitzvahs. Rabina answers, lom schus Torah. Actually, the merit of Torah study does protect the sota, although she's not commanded in study. He says in the reward of causing their sons to learn Torah and Mishnah by sending them off to study and waiting for their husbands to return home from the base of Midrash, do they not take a share with them? So, the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim figured out a shortcut to avoid traffic because she was cunning from all the Torah her father had taught her. Which reminds us, Rabbi Avo provides the source for Beleza's opinion that one who teaches his daughter Torah is as if he taught her intimacy. Rashi explains that by studying Torah, the daughter will gain a certain cunning which might embolden her to engage in moral activities, confident she'll not get caught. Rabbi Avo brought a source, for it's written, Ani chokma shechanti arma. I, the Torah, am wisdom, I dwelled with cunning, which teaches, Kevin shenichnasa chokma ba'adam, nichnasa imo armumis. Now once the Torah's wisdom enters a person, cunning enters with it. Daf Chav Beis, so the Simmer Daf Chav Beis is a taxicab. So here goes. The boor taxicab driver, taxicab, that must be more on Daf Chav Beis. The bored taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim, which reminds us the Gemara makes numerous statements regarding one who is Kar Vashana Voshimish Talmud Chachamim, one who studied Torah and Mishnah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim to understand the reasons for the Mishnah. Moses said of such a person, he's an Amaharitz and is unreliable regarding Tahara Meiser. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, he's a boor, meaning he's worse than an Amaharitz. So the poor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, we have learned fear of sin from a basula and receipt of a reward from an Almana. The latter case is learned from an Alman who traveled daily to Davin in Rabbi Yochanan's base Midrash, although her own neighborhood had a shul. Rabbi Yochanan questioned her, my daughter, is there not a shul in your neighborhood? She responded, Rebbe, will schar psios yeshli? My master, is there not reward for the steps taken in the additional traveling? So the boor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward and almost crashed into a group of seven false perushim, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa Shiva Perushinhan. There are seven types of false aesthetics and the Gemara explains them.
Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes.
The children playing with red Kugelach, Kugelach, that must be more Daf Chaf Gimel.
The children playing with red kugelach, who were coughing from all the smoke, come from minchas sotos that need to get burned, which reminds us. The Mishnah lists the sotos whose minchas are burned, such as one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she's admitting her guilt, one about whom witnesses come and testify that she's defiled, one who says, I will not drink, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, which reminds us, our brice explains why the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen is entirely burned. Her mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, the kohen, has a share in it since he funds her mincha, and it's not completely offered on the mizbeach, meaning without kamitza as the kohen's mincha is, because she, a non-kohenis, has a share in it since it's her mincha. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, covered their ears because an arusa and shomer's yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their kasuba, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, arusa v'shomer's yavam v'shosos, an arusa and a shomer's yavam do not drink the soda waters, nor do they receive their kasuba, because the Torah says, ashetista isha tachas isha, when a woman will stray while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat la'arusa v'shomer's yavam, excluding an arusa and a shomer's yavam. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss cases where the minchas of sotas are burned? That's on daf Chaf Gemel. Good number 2, which stuff did you learn that the case of an arus becoming a sota is where she had relations with the arus in her father's house? That's on daf Chaf Dalet. Good number 3, which stuff did we discuss Rabbi Meir putting kankantum into his ink and the sequence of whom he studied under? That's on daf Chaf. Good number 4, which stuff does Gemara bring different pshatim in the pasuk ki ner mitzvah v'torah or? That's on daf Chafav. Good number 5. Which stuff you learned that there are 7 types of prushing, false aesthetics? That's on daf. Chavbeis. Good number 6. Which stuff you have a machlokes regarding who is first excluded from the pasuk, the shomer's yavam or the arusa? That's on daf. Chavdalet. Good number 7. Which stuff do we discuss what is done with the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good number 8. Which stuff do we have machokes about if certain women are considered fit to be married regarding their eligibility for the sota waters? That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Good number 9. Which stuff do we learn the schar from an almana who sought to get schar halicha for going to a more distant shul? That's on daf. Chav Beis. Good number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the kohen does tenufa of the mincha sota together with the sota? That's on daf. Your test. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.